We have the Westchester County Executive George Latimer on the phone. I said, how you doing? He says he's hot. Are you really hot this early in the morning, or are you just thinking about it and it makes you hot, right?
Well, I guess, Mike, this is, the first couple of days of August, so we shouldn't be shocked. But today's going to be another scorcher. Heat value is going to get up to just shy of 100 degrees. So if I'm not hot yet, we're getting there.
All right. So what does the county do to try to offset this for people who, for whatever reason, don't have access to, like, really strong air conditioning?
Well, the first thing is that our pools and beaches stay open a little longer during the daylight hours. So if you're up in the northern part of the county, Croton Point Beach in Croton Point Park is open today. Glen Island Beach on the diagonal opposite of the county down in New Rochelle is open. And then we have four locations for county pools in Saxon Woods, White Plains, and Wilson Woods Waves Pool in Mount Vernon, and two in Yonkers, Tibbetts and Sprain Ridge. All of those are places to go. You can jump in the water, cool off on that score. Most of our local governments have established cooling centers, which generally are the senior citizen centers, the main recreation centers for these communities. Call local village hall, city hall, town hall, and find out what the story is. Most of them will certainly be open through 5 o'clock. Some of them have extended hours into the early evening. There may be one or two that go longer than that, but at least it's a place to go. You'll be air conditioned, and we're always mindful of power outages at this time of the year. So if for any reason power is lost and you lose your air conditioning in your home, then these cooling centers will operate on generators.
All right. And, the other thing is, too, I bet the libraries get increased traffic these days because they're air conditioned, too.
They do. And there are communities that their libraries will open the doors for people to sit and, congregate in certain settings. So the smart thing to do is to call your local facilities for those. The county beaches are regional, the local towns, Cortland, Peekskill, City of Peekskill, Yorktown, they're all ready to try to help you with that. But I think it's also very important just to keep in mind common sense and things that our mother told us when we were kids that you can forget. Keep watch for signs of heat stroke or heat exhaustion on the people you're with. Check in on your neighbors. If you know you've got a senior citizen neighbor where you live down the block or an apartment down the hallway, check in on them, make sure they're okay. Don't leave children and dogs in cars, even if you think it's going to be a short trip inside a store, because the temperatures inside a car can rise very quickly and can become a problem. And, stay hydrated. Again, these are common sense things, Mike. We all know it. We hear it. But when you don't do these things on a day like today, a problem can result.
Yeah, you see these stories about parents leaving kids in the car and they forgot they were in the back seat. I mean, it seems inconceivable, but it happens all the time.
And I think it happens as well that people just think, I'm just going to go into the post office for a couple of minutes. It won't be that long. You go in the post office, it's a long line, you lose focus on how much time it is, and if you have a child in the car, that's insane. But even a pet dog in the car, a senior citizen, an adult senior citizen in the car. So you've got to be able to keep your wits about you on a day like today.
We're talking with George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. One final thing for me. I don't know if you saw it live yesterday afternoon when Kate Douglas from Pelham won a gold medal in swimming and her whole family was there to celebrate in Paris. You don't happen to know the Douglas family, do you?
I don't, but I know that everybody in Pelham does. We had a big watch party at the Pelham Picture House over the weekend when she competed for the first of her medals. And she's a world-class athlete from our backyard. We also have Rod Benjamin, who went to Mount Vernon High School. He lives out in L.A. now where his college is. He's competing for top-level honors. We have Claire, I forget her last name, I think it's Weissman from White Plains.
Yeah, Weissman,
Olympic athlete. Yeah, so we have a lot of talented people. Kate's making everybody proud to be from Westchester County when she performs the way she does.
Yeah, well, I love it when these young people do it, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way that I would ever be able to achieve anything close to that, right?
Well, that's true, but I will tell you one quick thing before we go. The county attorney for Westchester County, John Nona, a brilliant lawyer, was in 1972 an Olympic fencer for the United States Olympic team in Munich, and I talk to him about it whenever we have a spare moment, and it's a fabulous story. Sometime you get him on the air, let him talk about what it was like to be an Olympic athlete 50 years ago when he was a young man.
That's amazing. All right, George Latimer, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Look forward to it. Stay cool.
All right, stay cool. Good advice from George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive, right here at WHUD.